I don't know where the thought came from that the most spiritual persons among us are those of the clergy, or those of the vocational ministries. But my experience has been that some of the most spiritual among us are the layman. I say this as a pastor and observing those who I have known. Such was the case with Stephen. Stephen was a layman. He had been appointed evidently the head of the group that served the tables, and that meant that they went into the market to purchase food and they did all the administration of feeding everyone and making sure that everyone had enough food. That was their job in the early church. Stephen was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And he went into the market, and there he bought what the church needed in the way of food and supplies. And while he was there, he spoke up in the marketplace for Jesus and gave the gospel boldly. The marketplace was where everybody went. If you had a soapbox, well, you could get on the soapbox, so to speak, and preach or speak, and people argued politics and religion and all kinds of things. Listen to what it says about Stephen. Acts 6, verse 8, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the freedmen, and the Cyrenians, and the Alexandrians, and of them that are of Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they suborned men, which said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council, and set up false witnesses, which said, This man does not seek to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on Stephen, saw his face as if it had been the face of an angel." You see, Stephen was a layman. He was not among the spiritual leaders of the church, but he was a very spiritual man and powerful in faith in the Holy Spirit and powerful in his words. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would make everyone who's listening to me powerful in their words, powerful in their faith, full of the Holy Spirit, that we may bring the gospel of hope to this world. It's not for the pastors to do that. It's not for the priest. It's not for the vocational ministers, of those who spend their full time in ministry and earn their living from that. It is for us, the people. So help us, Lord. Give us strength and the power of the Holy Spirit today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.